instrument of creativity and transformation. Without this world was nothing made. Join God's servant, Sonny E. Oluide, as it brings you into the reality of God's knowledge with utmost simplicity and clarity.
Thank you for the purpose of gathering us together tonight. Thank you for what you will do. And thank you for what you will help us to experience. Blessed be thy holy name. Holy Spirit, you are the greatest teacher. We trust you again that you will visit our hearts. You will transform our minds. You will give life to our mother's body.
Amen.
And all glory shall be yours.
Amen.
And victory and freedom shall be ours.
Amen.
Thank you for hearing us. We bless the holy name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 16. Matthew 16. We will read from verse 13 down to 21 and stop there. And see what God will help us to do. What will help us to do? Jesus came to a point one day. He now asked his disciples, who do people say that I am? Others were just talking story. That is, to be going to churches, that does not mean that you know God. Oh, you are not with me. They were with him now. They didn't know. You know, I don't have CV. If anybody asks me, what is your CV? I will start sharing the encounter God has with me. That's my CV. I don't have any CV. You know the meaning of CV? You have some. You type it very well. My own CV is the encounter I have with me. I don't have any CV. Of. I will say, this is what happened. And the evidence is right. I don't need CV. Know some CV lies, have you? So I work in so place, I have this experience, but they don't have it. But this one, you know, politicians normally do manifesto. How many of you have heard that? You know the meaning of manifesto? They say they know they do. But Jesus never do manifesto. He manifests. Eh? He manifests. That the source of God may be manifest. So, whatever he say, he do. That's the point I'm raising. So, if a politician here, if I be doing manifesto, let your manifesto turn to manifest. So that you say it and you do it. Do you understand now? Now, let's read our Bible. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of God, the Son of Man, am? It was a question. And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. 21. From that time forth began Jesus to shew unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Tonight, I want to share with you briefly, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. For you to take charge here, for you to take control here, for you to rule your world, for you to find fulfillment, and for you to be successful, these keys of the kingdom of heaven must be clearly and purely known unto you. And I pray that the Almighty God will give you his own understanding in the name of the Lord Jesus. For several years, I read my Bible, but I'm not always understanding what I need to understand. That is why I have to begin to learn and keep learning. And tonight, as you have come to learn, you will receive divine instruction that will transform your life. Whenever God speaks, God does not speak information. Or he does not speak to give you information. God never speaks to give people information. Rather, he speaks to give people transformation. Now, information make no meaning until it leads the level of information to transformation. Now, I'm going somewhere. When he made this statement, he gave them the answer, but for several years, I couldn't get the answer. What are these keys of the kingdom of heaven? Sometimes some ask me, how do you understand, how do you do this thing? If I may just tell you one thing, this is what has helped me, and I believe it will help you. Yes. I say, I believe it will help you. I say, I believe strongly that you will receive help of him. And not only so, it will become your helper forever. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I say by himself, and himself will become your helper forever. In the name of the Lord Jesus. This key, you will see that Jesus always gives answer. But it takes the spirit of a man to contact the spirit of God. And when that happens, that is what is called the encounter. When the Holy Ghost touches your spirit with what heaven has spoken concerning your life or concerning situation, then things begin to happen. That is why when he was praying for us, when he was charging us, he said, your life will become a wonder. Because when God dwells in your life and he begins to do things, people will always wonder. And I believe to that prophecy tonight that the Almighty God will make your life a wonder forever. Psalm 71 verse 7. Glory to God. I say glory to God. I am as a wonder unto many. When God make you a wonder, you know. I am as a wonder unto many. But thou art my strong refuge. One thing I know, God never made any man without staying with that man. Yeah. Now, let me go quickly to this key. God will help me to share maybe two today. The first key to know is to understand the war of the cross of Jesus Christ. The war of the cross of Jesus Christ. For several years, we were praying for God's power. But the power of God is simply the emptiness of man. The day a man understands that he is empty of himself, then he will begin to experience the power of God. Because the emptiness of man is the power of God. Simple, very simple. Now, understanding and knowing the war of the cross of Jesus Christ. That's the first key. Verse 21, let's get there. He charged them and told them immediately. Let's read from 20 again quickly, our text. Matthew 15. Having declared unto Peter that saw something, and he said what he said, what he had. He said, then charge ye his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. Why? Because even what Peter said, himself never understood it. Is that everything you read you understand? No! He had to shout it, don't tell anyone. Because what you say, you never understand it yet. Now, from that time forth, began Jesus to shew unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again. The third day, he quickly gave us the key. What do I mean by this? How many of you remember the experience of that Mary Magdalene, when Jesus was raised? How many of you, in John chapter 20, I want to read something for you. Please give us verse 7 to 9 of John chapter 20. Because the level we are operating today is the level we give God space. The moment you give him more space to operate by your understanding and knowing him, honestly speaking, you will see yourself as a wonder. You will not read yourself as a wonder, you will know it. Now, and the napkin, when they, let's read this from verse 6. You know, they rushed there, after the restoration, something happened. Then comes Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulchre, and see the linen clothes lie. And the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also the other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. My question is, I believe what? They are stoning away Jesus? Can you know that? Can you not realize that? When Peter said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God, he only said what? He didn't understand it. Now, something happened. Verse 9. For as yet, they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. What is scripture? Even though Jesus simply not give them the key, they never knew that he must go to Jerusalem and be killed, and they thought they will. But look at this statement. For as yet, they knew not the scripture.
that he must rise again from the dead. They war with him for 3 years. They hurt with him. They sleep in the same house. What is the problem? Then look at verse 10. I want us tonight to know that you are here for a reason. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. Excuse me. Which report would they go? Would they be going to see? You know, all this casual speaking, all the casual speaking of things, I think it should end tonight. For you to keep seeking for what is produced, it is better for you to seek who produces what they produce. Now, I'm going somewhere. They went home to do what? They left. Excuse me. If not for God divine intervention, what kind of gospel do you think that the chief apostle will have been preaching? Yes, he answered Jesus. Say, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, I know you yet. You never know something. Do you notice that a few minutes later, when Jesus speak that he's going to go to Jerusalem and this thing will happen, he brought him aside. Be careful. You are giving up bread to you want to disappear to where? He said it can't happen. He has to rebuke him. Every spirit that makes you not to understand the things of the spirit, tonight, I rebuke those spirits over your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. See, listen. There are issues that I want God to read. You see, now, they wait. My question is, to where? I came to a place, each time I read my Bible, one day I finished reading, I wanted to begin, say, going away. Where are you going? I heard the voice, say, where are you going? I said, I want to say no. This is the problem I have with you. You read something, you never asked me the meaning, you are going where? I said, hey, this is true? So when I read my Bible now, the Holy Ghost needs to explain before I move. If he will not explain, I will not move. Do you understand my point? No. One day he gave me a key. Maybe I would like you to know it tonight. Do you know that? This will help someone. Do you know the meaning of sleep? Do you know sleep is not just to sleep? Do you know God made sleep for a school for you? A school. You are not with me. The time of sleeping is the time you go to school where the teacher is the Holy Ghost. You are not with me. May God. From the day God told me that, he said, Lord, as I lie down now, let my sleep time be the school time where the Holy Ghost alone will teach me. From that day, even in the dream, he taught me. Because he opened my eyes to see something. That sleeping time is not just a sleeping time. It's a time of school in the spirit. If it is this one, you know you grab tonight. Anytime you want to learn, I say, Lord, as I lie down, let my sleep time tonight be a school time. We are the only teacher that will be present there is the Holy Ghost. Job, let me digress a bit. Job chapter 33, maybe you are getting some. Is God blessing someone now? Can you see the difference between, can you see what is happening now? How many of you have said that when you are sleeping? And you have lied down for several years, you never say that. How will he give his instruction? Job 33, from verse 14. Something great will happen to your spirit man. I'm not hearing you now. For God speaketh once. Yes, twice. Yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when this sleep falleth upon my man, in slumbering upon the bed, something happened. Then he opened the ears of men and sealed their instruction. What is the school? Is that not a school? Where do they give you instruction? Where teacher give you instruction? Who is the teacher when you are sleeping? From the day God asked, when I laugh. So when I say sleeping time, I'm receiving. So I don't have an issue. May God grant you understanding. Is that a wonderful thing to you now? Do you understand something? Why did he give you instruction? So that your life will attract his glory. Say from tonight, as I lie down to sleep, I am going to school. And the only teacher there is the Holy Ghost, who will always love to give me instruction that will better my life in the name of Jesus. Is God blessing somebody already? I think if it is the only thing you catch today, I think something for you. From tonight, when you do that, you won't see yourself swimming in the river. Do you see something now? Still let their instruction. That means, give their instruction, divine one. So, as I just wake up, there's one dream. He has already explained things to you. But because we don't know that sleeping time, is a schooling time, that the only teacher is the divine teacher. Who opened the ears? God. And put it. So when you now wake up, say, I had a dream. I saw it. This is what happened. Then your life became what? A different. From tonight, every resource that God give unto you will not be a waste anymore. Grace to utilize them is coming upon your life right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm going to hold, we hold that one as a divine treasure for life. For life. So that's a treasure to me as a person. We wake up one day, we just went for a meeting, and the power of God was in. He said, God told me what I'm going to say. He should say, sis, when you get there, this is. I say, hey. So I say, good. There's something. Do you understand now? Do you remember where we stopped? Yeah, okay. We are in John 20, Abby. They went home. I was surprised. Where did they went? Why should they go when they have not seen the master? What do they saw and they believe? When they are yet to know that Jesus was dead and was be raised, they thought it. But there was a woman. The woman began to weep. What does it mean? Holy Spirit, if you don't explain this thing to me, I have no tomorrow. These are the kind of people that God is looking for. God is not looking for miracle seeker. They are looking for the miracle producer. When you have the miracle producer, you experience miracle every day. That's the level I'm trusting God to take your life to tonight. That nothing in this world will disturb you. Nothing in this world will worry you. The only thing is that if nothing again in this world, provided I have the God of heaven, then things will work. This is the heart desire of Jesus. God. Nothing else. Now, but Mary stood without. And the sepulchre doing what? Weeping. Weeping. So we say, Lord, tonight you are not doing it. That's not what you should weep for. Stay until you grasp him. When you grasp him, then he attracts things. These are things I've learned. Whether I don't have food to eat, that's not my problem. Provided he's here, and I am sure that he's here, leave the rest. Now, and as she went, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre. Do you remember it was the same sepulchre that our brother entered? Hello? Did Oga Peter enter? What about Oga John? You know, they are the two seniors. What your senior did not know, God can make you to know it. If you desire it, that's my issue. The woman stooped down. The woman never even entered. But because of the heart condition, what she desired, she was desperate to have the Savior. And something happened. Let me tell you, only a seeker find God. Oh. Not the only mouth seeker asking it. Oh. It's practically in the Bible. Only the a seeker of God will find God.
not the only the mouth seeker. Now,
I see two angels in white sitting. The one at the head, and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus are laid. What did the guy saw?
Lining cloth.
What did this woman saw? Two angels. Can you compare angels and clothes?
Oh, you are not with me. I know you are already in the school now.
And one thing I believe tonight, someone's spirit will be encountered by the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Where men enter, they saw clothes. A woman entered, she saw two angels. Ah! What a life! The next verse quickly. And they said unto her, woman, why we better? Why are you crying? What is the problem? She said unto them, because they have taken away my law, and I know not where they have laid him.
Friends, will you get to a point with God? Say, Lord, if you didn't encounter me, I'm not living.
Will you get there tonight?
Let me tell you. Whoever that can find God, leave the rest of things. Things will literally happen.
I am trusting God tonight. Under this unction tonight, your spirit man will rise. In the name of Jesus. And when she had just said, she turned and stepped back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus.
Are you seeing another issue?
Whatever make you to see Jesus dimly, I decree now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the Spirit of the Living God, let that barrier be taken away from you. Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener.
Is it not like that today?
You know, many of us, we have seen God in human vessel. You never recognize it.
Look at it. But I believe tonight, something great will penetrate into the depth of your heart. In the name of the Lord Jesus. If you believe it, let me hear a loudest amen.
Say unto him, sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him,
and I will take him away.
Ejo, excuse me. Even a lanky man, can a lanky man alone carry a dead body? But a woman say, if you just tell me,
to tell you the level of desperation of that woman.
Pray.
Whether you study your Bible or you pray, you must pray with desperation.
Without desperation, nothing will happen.
Just knocking at the gate, like somebody is at the inner room. Even your hand, come on, you are afraid. Let my hand know. He didn't even hear you. What happened to you? We stay long.
But the person that got here, with all his strength, blah, like this. Who is that place? I am here.
Who will they open the door for?
Do you notice that Jesus said knock? Did he tell you to knock? He said, seek, you shall find. Now, it shall be hopeful.
Don't forget this.
Because any embarrassment in your life must stop tonight. Yeah. What to beg others for,
you will begin to give it out from now.
Yeah. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yeah. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto her, Rabboni,
which is to say master. Something has happened. Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. That become our own encounter. That become our own encounter. Mary instantly became a preacher to leaders. God now gave him a method to leaders. Not even, hey, listen to me. In this meeting tonight, the Almighty God will encounter your life. And give you a divine message that will liberate your generation. That your generation to come will read of, about you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Each time I read this, I wept. He now became the mouthpiece to Peter. Ah! Why? She seek God desperately and she find God. May the Almighty God help you to find Him tonight. Can this woman down? Huh? Do you remember Moses? It was an encounter. Now that Oga, look, if I go and meet Pharaoh now, what will I tell him? Tell him what I have told you. Say I am that I am, and send me. That's an encounter. In the day of trouble, you will stand. Say, Lord, remember. In so-so-so place, in so-so-so day, this and this and this is what you send unto me. And I lay hold on it. You know one thing? Whenever, whatever God speaks, the Holy Ghost is ready to perform it. This is the point I'm raising tonight. Do you hear me now? Did this woman have a message for life? Okay. With this woman now, did he pray for respect or she had respect? Eh? Stop begging people up and down. Stop. Do what? Begging people. You are not a beggar. Am I communicating now? You are not what? A beggar. Something is rising from you that will change your world. That will change your situation. And will change the situation of others through your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. What is it? You'll find out something. What did I say? The first key of the kingdom of heaven. The war of the cross of Jesus Christ. That on the cross, He emptied me. I've been studying about the power of God for years. I mean 18 years now. Not only studying, even praying. On this one day, something slight. That the emptiness of man is the power of God. Ah! You mean the emptiness of man? How do I empty myself? He said, by knowing how I empty you on the cross. That became a story for my life. That's why you see when we go to program, we have to look. Do you remember what one man said the other day? When he saw us. He said, sir. He said, La Catera. I said, yes. He said, I've listened to that message 4 times. I've watched it, I've listened to it. The other day I went somewhere. I just parked at the bus stop there. A man of God just rushed to me with his wife. They said, he said, sir, something happened. I said, what happened? He said, when you use one boy to do illustration, to raise up his head, and the body follow. From the other day, I know that I can never be sick again as a heart. He said, do you know what happened? He said, as soon as I had that message, I went to my church and preached it, and I told them where I had it from. Excuse me. People are looking for members. No, don't look for members. Don't look for members. Look for whom to give to members. Member will rush to you. Are those people members or they are pastors? Do you know how many places they are preaching our message now, everywhere? Why? Because God gave it. It's not something we read in a book.
is something that the Holy Ghost imprints into our hearts.
Then we keep it very simple, but it's powerful. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the simplicity of the Word of God will create the power of God in your life. You are not going back home empty tonight. So note this. Because I believe strongly that something is entering into your life.
She has a message. I ran with that message. So I have seen the law.
Now their eyes open. They now remember that he told them.
Without the life of Jesus,
there will be no death of Jesus.
And without the death of Jesus, there will be no burial. And if there is no burial, there will be no restoration. And if there is no restoration of Jesus, there will be no ascension of Jesus. And without the ascension of Jesus, we cannot have the Holy Ghost.
I come again.
Without the life of Jesus, there will be no death. And without his death, there will be no burial. And without his burial, there will be no restoration. And without his restoration, there will be no ascension. And without his ascension, no man on earth will receive the Holy Ghost.
Don't forget this. That will take me to the second key. The power of the Holy Ghost.
The word of the cross, very powerful. And without the cross,
there will be no release of the Holy Spirit. Don't forget this.
That is why the preaching of the cross is foolishness.
Have you read in your Bible like that? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17, 18, then 24.
For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of ways, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. The cross.
And I've explained what the cross meant in one of the meetings here. How many of you remember?
The cross is of two what?
Two different stick or wood. The first one was what? In our church in those days. Huh?
When the officers are entering, you see somebody that carry the other line of Apollo.
Is that the way experience that? So they will carry. What are they simply saying? Maybe they know or they don't know. Is that it is this reason that even make us to know to be called children of God.
Now you see the vertical and the horizontal. The vertical sign, I've said it. If you write anything in school, they do like this. It means you fail. It's not wanted. It's canceled or it's condemned.
They just draw a line. It means they cancel it.
Now that's the first sign. Over man's life, there was a line called
counsel. I don't need you.
But the second horizontal came.
God is one. The Holy Ghost is one. That's how you see the other sign is what? One.
So when the one, the positive sign, the one that came upon what is called what?
Counsel. It become what? Positive.
That cross now eliminates man. So that God can take the position of man.
See, that's just the simple of the gospel.
He looked funny. Maybe it's not properly explained.
That's why people look at it and looking for formulas and homiletics and
to speak correct English.
Let me tell you the truth. The gospel of God doesn't need English.
It needs what? Understanding. Do you hear what I say? It needs what? understanding. A man that go out to preach and raise the dead, and the man that keeps speaking grammar, who will people run to? Stop all this nonsense. Get understanding. I've stopped speaking English for years. And all I'm after is I want to be your carrier. I don't need all this grammar. Even though it's a means of expressing what is within you. But that's not my issue. Whether my grammar is correct or not, that's not my problem. Is it affecting life? I don't have time for all this nonsense. What's the other one speaking grammar and I don't impact? Did it make sense? Brother Peter never go to school. There is no professor today of theology that doesn't read his epistle. Who is their teacher? Huh? Friends, education is good. I love it. Education can put food on your table. Huh? But without the revelation of the divine Christ, eh? Satan can take the food away. Don't forget. So balance it. Learn to what? To balance it. Now something happened about 15. Ah. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. Who are the people that the message of the cross of Christ, who is foolishness to? Those who are perish, they don't want, say, I want to die, I want to go to hell. I don't need what we are talking about. I need it sharp now. I don't want to plant palm tree. To plant tomato, I'm okay. No, I don't need all this kind of thing. Is there any place you see in the Bible that God uses tomato as an example? What did he use? Palm tree. The day that dwell in the house of that, they shall flourish like what? Palm tree. To tell you he was dealing with a matter. I'll never see any healthy man who can uproot palm tree one day. I've never seen. No matter how strong you are, try it. Do you understand my point? What kind of Christianity do you want to be? Is it the tomato one? Let me share grace for you. Or you want to be a palm tree kind of. Do you know one thing with palm tree? Everything in it is useful. Everything you can find in it is what? Is there everything in tomato that is useful? Learn lesson. Everything in palm tree. Everything you can find there. Go and do research. They are all. Is that true? If we know that it's true, let me see your answer. So instead of study tomato, study palm tree. They are looking at me. The cream you are using now, is it not from palm tree? They are not answering. I said the cream you are using. So shine your body. Where did they get it from? Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I'm not going to production tonight. I'm going to life. Eh? Who is the message of the cross? Foolishness to those who perish. But unto us, we shall say, it is the power of God. It means the emptiness of man on the cross of Calvary is the power of God. The day you say, Lord, I don't want to be seen. I want Jesus to be seen. I don't want to be hard. I want the Holy Ghost to be hard. From that day, you begin to see God begin his work afresh in your life. Do you understand my point? All the heroes in the Bible, John the Baptist made a statement. He must increase, but I must decrease. And Jesus said, whoever loveth his life, shall lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it. That is the secret of power. Power is not an action. Power is a person. Let's get there. Verse 22 now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom. The question is this: called for what? I think after this meeting now, after understand what I'm about to say now, from now till the day you leave this world, no more shame for you. The question is that call for what and call to where? Is it to answer that question? Who has called you unto his kingdom and glory? It means when you understand this principle, no more shame for you. Hey, I say no more shame for someone. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You know that the garment of shame has been taken away from your life forever. Shout, Jesus is alive.
Jesus is alive.
Ah! Call for what? Call to where? 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12. Give us a quality answer. Hallelujah. That you will walk worthy of God, who has called you unto his kingdom and glory. Say, I am for the glory of God. I am for the kingdom of God. No more shame for me. No more disgrace for me. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh my. Where did he call you to now? Unto his kingdom and glory. Unto his kingdom and glory. Friends, Jesus did not only deliver us from sin. He did not only deliver us from the power of darkness. He also delivered us from the wrath to come. What is the wrath to come? Eternal damnation. If you understand the word of God very well, you will leave heaven temporarily on earth. Do you hear me now? 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 10, say something again. Who had delivered us from the wrath to come? We delivered us from the wrath to come. Did he only deliver you from sin? What did he deliver you from? Even the wrath to come. Now that who will deliver you from the wrath to come? What did the word of God say? Who had delivered you from the wrath to come? You know, it pains me. We listen and we agree with our feelings much more than we listen and agree with what the Holy Ghost said. You know, it's one thing that some people believe that maybe if I thought they would get to heaven, it should be by chance. Huh? Look at the sea part. We delivered us from the wrath to come. It means the wrath of God that is released or is going to be released upon the children of disobedience is not for me. And it's not for you. Hey. Kai. Maybe let me echo it again. That's part of what I'm saying. I will re-echo it now. How many of you want to re-hear it? Eh? Okay, how many of you know the meaning of sleep now? That God, establish sleep for school. Huh? We the only teacher there.
The Holy Ghost.
Is the Holy Ghost. Even while you are sleeping, to tell you the power and the essence of his love, he will still open your head. So that when you wake up, you will not be deceived. I pray for someone here. You will never be deceived anymore. In the name of Jesus. Something happened. If we capture this reality, when others say there is casting and say there is lifting up, say, what are you talking about? I know you don't bother about. That's something I don't pray about because I know I have it. I don't pray for what I have. I only thank him for what he has given me and I enjoy it. From today, you will enjoy his divine providence.
in the name of Jesus.
Who deliver you from the wrath to come?
Ah, they are still looking.
Excuse me. Has he delivered you from the wrath to come, or is going to deliver you from this?
Is it because you pray? It's part of the redemption blessing. He delivered you from the wrath to come. From the wrath to come. From the wrath to come.
Understanding the word of God is to understand the person of God. Don't forget this. I said the second key is the power of the Holy Ghost. One thing that the Holy Ghost does, I know one thing, not all, but one of the things, is that He makes you to know that you are in Christ and Christ in you. Stand to your feet, everyone, and wave your hands to the Lord.
Ah.
Say, Lord, thank you. I appreciate you for the great thing you have done. You have not only given me things, but you have offered yourself as a sacrifice for my life. I have eternal life. I have the nature of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, destruction is not my portion forever. In the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost help you to know that you are in Him and He is in you.
1 John chapter 4 verse 13 and 1 John chapter 3 verse 24.
That's the power. To know and to understand.
No more failure for someone.
That challenges that make you to run up and down is over.
Oh, you are not with me.
You know one thing with the encounter with God. When the God of heaven visits your life and encounter you, your enemy will suddenly become your friend. Do you remember Jacob? On his way coming. And the Almighty God encounter him. He saw that say, one day I'm going to kill him. Met him. Jacob offered him gift. He said, I don't need your gift. I'm rich already. The person that's supposed to cut off his head and embrace him. He said, I have found God, I have seen God face to face, and my destiny is preserved. Right now, I decree upon someone, your destiny will be preserved. Someone called and said, he was told that they were fighting where we went for crusade. I said, calm down. The Almighty God does not fear the person He created. Why?
Because of what He has done that I know. Do you understand? Let me show you now.
Hereby know we that we dwell in Him, and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit. Of His Spirit.
Please give us energy. Something is happening to someone now.
That depression is over forever. That business failure is bouncing back to destiny. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Let me hear your loudest amen.
Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your exciting amen. You know when you shout the shout of joy, Satan is in trouble.
Someone said, I shout too much. I said, that is a blessing from the Lord.
A real blessing from the Lord.
Do you understand the point? I shout to a certain person one day, instantly she urinates. I say, what happened? Everything that God gave you, both voice, they are blessing. Only know what to use it for. When we echo it, the Holy Ghost help us to echo it. Somebody say something, fall on him. You know, when you are ministering the gift of the Holy Ghost to crowd, don't say, in Jesus' name, receive. He has to come with like thunder. Because some of them are actually sleeping.
When the voice came like tornado, they wake up.
Everything sleeping in your life. Now, I command them to wake up.
In the name of Jesus.
You have to wake up. Do you understand my point?
Listen to me.
Satan, you know Satan.
Satan.
Sometimes, when you sleep quietly, you thought you are not serious.
Have you ever seen a dog?
How many of you have dog in the house? I know some of you are good and fine. It's good. Yeah, but one of them. Do you know, you say, anytime you are going to work, or you want to go out, what happened to it? And shake the... Well, I don't know the name you call your own dog. You just shout the name and say, go back. What will happen? You even go to your front and dance again. Abi? How many of you have experienced that? When you do it like 3 times, he danced.
I said, go back!
What happened?
As the recruit soldier doesn't hear, they don't respect quiet command. Satan is a recruit soldier that needed a loud voice to tear it. You see that same dog that is dancing, what happened?
Why did he take off? Because you give him what he wants. Sometimes, there are something you do that does not need quietness.
I tell you the truth.
You see that woman? They kidnapped her 2 granddaughters. You see the way he was doing something? Did he pray like you? Father, thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Something never bite you.
There are some prayers, I don't pray 3 minutes. But the effect.
Before I go outside, I have already think. How many things? No problem. But one thing I want to assure you tonight. If you don't want to get to heaven, and God will tell you to turn back and look, what will have been your benefit? Or what will have used to benefit people? You left it behind. Be serious. Let me tell you, there is no situation on earth that is beyond God. Am I communicating? There is not. There is. When you seek God and find Him, your mockers will definitely become your servants. Purely.
Oh my God.
You know, there are things that's why I have learned. If you offend me anyhow now, I will say, Father, forgive you. I go. For something, for a reason. That's a powerful man of God in Nigeria. This is the only time you go for evangelism and come back. No money. As you do, we go and appreciate no money. Then why we go and collect Gary? And do ever say, when the evangelist comes, he will pay. And this faithful, the evangelist came. The woman saw that he has come, okay. He's going to collect money. He got there, no money to pay. The woman said, no, you will eat this garlic today. He threw it away. And 5 hours, I said, no worry. And when the breakthrough came, he called the woman. How much are you earning? How much do you make in your business? So he said, I'm going to give it as 3. Come and be walking in my house. He employed the woman to be walking in the house. I want to assure you, your mocker will sooner or later become your employee. And another story, true life story. Listen to this. That's what I used to tell people. Anybody you see that is still existing, don't look down on that person. A particular fine boy. Say it again, fine boy. He dated a lady. Along the line, he cheated the lady. I went and joined the recruit soldier. Hear this. 5 years later, the young lady he cheated find favor from the law. An army officer married the lady. Do you know how God does it? The same barrack where the Mr. Jeter is working. And you know the Facebook thing? They now posted the guy to go and be working in the house of the officer. Of the lady, the husband now of the lady he cheated. What kind of treatment? Friends, all I'm saying, maybe the mother of that lady pray. Say, Lord, don't let this man die until you see the glory of God through my daughter. And God answer that prayer. What I'm teaching you tonight, if we embrace it, you will be shocked that those who think that they have gone ahead of you, they have gone nowhere. They have gone nowhere. I that have seen here by the grace of God, when God called me to the ministry, and I thank God for that. He built me up. I used one black trouser for 1 year and 6 months. If I wash it, if it is not dry, I can't go out. When I hear from my colleagues, they say, this man says he's working in MTN, this man is working in Shell, this man is working in Chevron. I say, ah! This man is working in the bank. I say, Lord. You understand? But today, it's a changed story.
Hallelujah.
That same God is the one I'm introducing to you. When it comes to your life, when it changes your situation, your life becomes as a wonder. And that is the level I want God to take you to tonight. David was pushed out. God will be taking care of animals. He was busy there, but something happened. Something happened. They didn't know that something has happened to him. He was to challenge the enemy of Israel. They said, you cannot go. He said, leave me. You don't see what I see. There is something I see you don't see. Even though you are trained in that area, encounter of God doesn't need training. God encounter whoever he will. And I want to assure you tonight, he will encounter your life.
Yeah.
When he roars, he said, Goliath! Today I'm going to give you a head. When he's finishing, what happened? What happened, Daddy? What happened to his brother? Do you hear about their name again? Who made the house of Jesse to be reasonable? David. Someone is here. The encounter of God into your life and with your life to now, we made Nigeria to be known. Yeah. I know what I'm talking about. You will become a person that they will search for. I know, I'm dealing with a matter. This is so prophetic. God is saying again, someone is in this meeting. By breathing on this encounter tonight, as we be desperate enough to lay hold of eternal life, something great will happen. The personality of God in your life will make your life to become a center of attraction forever. If we believe, shout the loudest, amen. Something happened. Say the Holy Ghost will make me to know that I live in God and God lives in me. As no one can destroy God, no power on earth, no power in earth will destroy my life because of his presence in my life. Look at what it says, by the Holy Ghost. And then he said, and God has given us his spirit as proof that we live in him and in and he in us. What a proof. Do you miss one now? Do you know who lives in you? Do you turn it to songs? You have composed a song with it? Why? You know. You understand. You don't doubt. Do you remember what you said the other time? When you are coming in the night. You were driving in the night. And you know what? You know women, they are very wonderful. There are things I want to do, I don't tell women. Do you know why? Huh? because God created them differently.
Hey, Noah, he never come.
But when the general came, he said, "Sir, all will keep ringing in my heart. In him I live. In him I move. In him I have my being."
Ah! So what a glorious thing.
He said, "This is the proof that the Holy Ghost will make us to know that we live in him and he lives in us."
Then chapter 4, I'll be chapter 3, verse 24, quickly. Is God blessing someone now? What is the first key we mentioned tonight?
The war of the cross of Jesus Christ.
And he that keepeth his commandment dwelleth in him and in him.
And hereby we know that he abided in us by the Spirit which he has given us.
Energy.
I'm dragging you somewhere now. We are going to pray. But I need your energy to pray.
Say, "Lord, tonight I'm here."
Whatever made Jesus to be Jesus as man must make me to be one man.
Hey, pray again. I don't do something.
Say, "Lord, open a good business for me." I don't pray those nonsense prayer.
Whatever made Jesus to be Jesus that he became a center of attraction must happen to my life.
These are our prayer in those days. How could Jesus be doing ministry? No signboard.
No signboard. Yeah, people are running after him.
From there, that's why we say we are not going to no signboard.
If he's the one that lives in us, honestly speaking, he will draw people.
Do you understand now? The money we have used to paint up, we don't need that.
Jesus has no signboard. Yeah, anywhere he appear, people come. Why?
And it turned to a good prayer for me. "Lord, whatever made Jesus to be Jesus, must remain in me." I said, "Come on, I don't have any."
Those who obey God's commandment remain in fellowship with him. And he with them. And we know he lives in us because the Spirit he gave us lives in us.
What a great thing.
The personality of the Holy Ghost is the power of God. If you know this, I tell you, is there anything he doesn't know? Is there any way, is there any problem he doesn't have power to solve?
Are you seeing the matter? We went for a meeting somewhere, I didn't know. Lay hand on someone and say, as soon as he lay hand, something just move in me. And, the Holy Ghost. The power of 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 the Holy Ghost. Tonight, I pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will experience his presence.
Another thing that the Holy Ghost does,
he pours into our heart the love of God.
And hope that maketh not ashamed.
Because the love of God has been poured in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Romans 5:5. Thank you, Father, for answering our prayer. In those that say, "Lord, I want to know what is in Jesus." And this scripture flash. I say, is that what is in Jesus? That is it. You cry, you don't have cloth. You cry, you don't see anybody to help you. Where your cry should go? It's out to grab him to be here. And hope not make that make it not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts
by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
Give us energy quickly. Thank you. And get ready to pray before the second phase of the meeting comes. And this hope will not lead to disappointment. Can you see now? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, no more disappointment for you.
Amen.
Every disappointment you have experienced in life will turn to your testimony.
Amen.
Every disappointment you have experienced in time past will turn to a stepping stone to your greatness.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
For we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our heart with his love. Can you see now? He said nothing shall separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. I said the other day, I said, there are two forces in the world. Love and faith is the positive force. Hatred and doubt. Let me kill this person to other good position. That's hatred. You don't need to kill somebody.
Every enemy of my promotion dies.
You are wasting your time.
The enemy of your promotion is your incompetence. Go and upgrade yourself.
You will be promoted. I don't have time for all this. There are some certain things we don't do. We thought we are doing anything religious. Hear this. The man that produced computer and the man using computer, who is richest? The man that produced computer and the one that is using computer in a lesser office. Now pray, Lord, whoever that make that delay my promotion from getting to the upper office, let me that. Is it normal? Why not produce something that everybody will run after?
Hello.
Eh? Let me keep this person that can occupy the position. Mm-mm. That is not godliness. That is devilish, satanic, and it cannot work. How many of you have ever prayed, let the enemy of my promotion die?
Yeah.
Don't hide it though. Do they die? Do you get the promotion? Do I say there is no enemy? The only enemy you have is Satan. And what he used to destroy you is yourself. Huh? Are you hearing it strangely? So I will not allow Satan to destroy me by myself.
No.
What I'm saying is, may look funny. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Yeah.
I say hallelujah.
Yeah.
The reason why you were created and the position that God appointed your life to occupy and the responsibility he wants you to carry out, even tonight, I pray, God will open your eyes to see it.
Yeah.
Are we ready to pray now?
How many of you say from tonight,
my emptiness must be clear to me, and the fullness of God must become re-experienced in my life? How many of you are ready for that? From those examples we started tonight, if I be jitted before, congratulations. Because in few years of this time, the man who jitted you will see you in a position whereby he will need your help.
Ah.
You are not with me. And when he needs your help that time, you will help him. Yes, no problem. You met it for evil, but God met it for good. When somebody is doing you evil, don't let that one disturb you.
Just tell God to give you something that will make you to help that sick person. You will be surprised. Is this still happening? It's happening.
Jephthah. Do you remember Jephthah? A bastard. Rejected. He went and started building up himself. He became a great warrior. And trouble now came upon the city. Who will deliver us? They said, Jephthah. They went and brought him. He delivered them. He said, who will become a king? Jephthah. A bastard yesterday. A deliverer today. Day after, a king. That will be your testimony. In the name of the Lord Jesus. But something happened to Jephthah. The Holy Ghost. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. That's the difference though. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. They asked, Ketikuma, what is the secret of your success? He said, Ketikuma have no secret of success, but the success of the Almighty within him. Ah. He said, the Ketikuma you call died many, many years ago. He now said the scripture is in Matthew chapter 10 verse 39. Whoever that saves his life shall lose it. Whoever that loses his life for his sake shall find it. See, that was it. You have not told all the truth. What is it? It's a yieldedness. Keep yielding to the Holy Ghost. You pray for 1 hour in the Spirit today. Don't look for a result. Keep praying. Tomorrow, double it. 2 hours. 2.5 hours. 3 hours. Make it your daily. A time will come. All those things you are just praying, those things you don't have, they will start running to you. When the time, we have experienced it. Yes! And we keep on. Ah! Lord, from my heart, I pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let there be an encounter for every individual in this meeting. In the name of Jesus! Friends, when you understand this principle, you will know that of a truth, there is nothing that God cannot do. Yeah. That is why we always sing the song. All that glory be to the Lord. Somebody called the other day, said, the question and answer. You see, when and where do you develop yourself to this point? I said, I never developed myself. But I saw a vision of the Almighty God. What is that vision? In the beginning, God. That is the vision. In the beginning, God. What does it mean? The word of God in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 did not tell us from the beginning. At the beginning. In the beginning, Christ. Because Christ is the beginning. In Christ Jesus, God. If I can make and allow God to be my to dwell in me for life, then that's the to my case. There's nothing I cannot do. And I rest my hope on it. In the beginning, God and Jesus came. I am the beginning, the first, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. And I realize that in Christ Jesus, God. So draw attention of everybody to Jesus, God. What occupies Jesus, God. What should occupy us today, God. What are you desiring today that must occupy your life, God. Not even your work. I rather leave ministry for life than not to understand who does ministry. Ministry is something else. But without the presence of the presence of God, ministry have no meaning. Life have no meaning. In Christ Jesus, God. Brother Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yes, not I, but Christ liveth in me. This is the key to any successful life. This is the key to any successful marriage. This is the key to any successful ministry. This is the key to any successful organization. God. Say in my life. Say it again in my life. God alone will be glorified. Will be magnified. All the days of my life. In the name of Jesus. I'm not far ready to pray tonight. What is that prayer, Lord? I need practical experience of my emptiness and your fullness. Just go ahead and talk to me anyhow. I know some of you have started praying even before the prayer was said. Some years ago, certain people were mocking me on the mountain. I will be daring with beat me. I just keep going. I keep going, but something happened. It says, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. He will flee. It means, when you submit yourself to God, it is God who resists the devil through you. I said, there is something. I want you to have this bold declaration. I see by the Spirit of God. I hear by the Spirit of God. I understand by the Spirit of God. I know by the Spirit of God. I understand by the Spirit of God. I see by the Spirit of God. I see by the Spirit of God. Let it come in tonight. It's your encounter night. You will be sure when you look at the level of the operative capacity of God in your life and through your life.
Yes.
From now.
Amen.
From now.
Amen.
Listen for me. There is something I keep hearing. You are trying to see by yourself. That's how you do. But when you decide to see by the Spirit, you see.
Yes.
When you decide to hear by the Spirit, you see.
You hear.
Because he says, he that hath ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says. If the Spirit says, I must hear by the Spirit.
Yes.
Let me show you that scripture before we move on. Because tonight, you are not going on to something rob you.
Yes.
2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ah! The God of Israel said, the rock of Israel spake to me, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. Let's read from verse 1, because the point I want to bring out is something. Very good. Now, look at it. These be the last words of David. At old age, the last words. I think it's not a word. David, the son of Jesse, said, and the man whom was raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet famine of Israel said, the Spirit of the Lord spake by me. Who spake by him? Let me say this. You see this book. You can speak it. But the power that will make what you speak to be powerful is the person that speaks to you. The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. Was in my tongue. It means all the psalms were spoken by the Holy Ghost through psalms, through David. And say, the only man spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. When I say declare, I see by the Spirit. Since God has helped me to see that, I begin to declare. I know how many things God has helped me to see spiritually. You see, there are things that is, they are just spiritual. You are just too fortunate to hear some truth. Say from today.
From today.
I will speak by the Spirit of God.
I will speak by the Spirit of God.
I will know by the Spirit of God.
I will know by the
Spirit. I will see things by the Spirit of God. I will hear by the Spirit of God. I will understand by the Spirit of God.
Understand by the Spirit of God.
Be serious. Very serious. There is nothing you want to become that
this book did not come to me. Tear this book away and the Holy Ghost, I'm useless. But with this, take everything I have, leave me and the Holy Ghost. You will be shocked. Another one will come. Because things does not make things. God make all things. Get the maker. Thing that he made will run to you.
Yes.
You don't have problem of things. You have problem of him. Get him. Detach yourself tonight. Hand over yourself to him. Let him take hold of your life. That is the key to what I'm sharing this morning. Since we started, I tell you, you are not a disadvantage. You are an asset in God.
Yes.
And Brother Paul got to rest. And the treasure is in that image. Treasure. I decree upon someone's life tonight. In the 58th message, it will encounter your life.
Amen.
This encounter we have been saying things, all this. When I come to the part two of this, I will simplify it so that you go back home with something. You will know you are going back home. When they say, who say what you are saying? Say, God said, and I had it. Lift up your two hands. Say, Lord, thank you for your greatness,
for your greatness,
for your loving kindness, for making yourself available,
making yourself available,
to live your life in me.
Live your life in me.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
From today,
I see by the Spirit.
I hear by the Spirit.
I
understand by the Spirit.
I
know by the Spirit.
I
see by the Spirit.
I
think by the Spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.
Thank you.